Hello again. Ian Cossier here, continuing my tour of the world, visiting bands in Britain, Europe and far-flung continents. The seventh in the weekly series, would you believe, where I choose five bands and play a couple of tracks to show that quality bands are now to be found not quite everywhere, but very widespread nevertheless. But we start in the heartland of British banding with Carlton Main Frickley, playing George Lloyd's HMS Trinidad.
Thank you.
HMS Trinidad, composed as the ship's signature march by George Lloyd when he was a marine bandsman on the ship when she was lost on one of the Arctic convoys. Next we head for Scotland for what may be one of Britain's most northerly bands, the Bonacord Silver Band of Aberdeen, of which my son Juan was a member for about 5 years. They're going to treat us to a spot of Shostakovich, and a piece that hasn't made an appearance on Time for Brass for quite some time. It's Peter Kitson's arrangement for band of Festival Overture.
Thank you.
Festival Overture by Shostakovich, played by the Bon Accord Silver Band of Aberdeen. I suppose it's no surprise, seeing as three generations of the Cottier family have been banding for over 70 years, but tonight's first solo was arranged by virtuoso trombone player John Iveson, who played his first orchestral notes in the school orchestra, of which my late wife Linda was a percussionist. Although his day job always was top-draw orchestras, John Iveson never lost his brass band affiliations, and tonight's first solo was arranged by him for cornet and called Charivari. Here's Carlton Main's principal cornet, Jim Hayes, to play it.
Thank you.
Jim Hayes of Carlton Main Frickley playing Charivari. A relative newcomer to British-style brass banding is France, but a number of quality bands are to be found there, and one hopes more in the future. One of the present bands is brass band Pays de Loire, who play a Gough Richards original, The Golden Lady. Thank you. the Golden Lady, a statue in the town square of Luxembourg. The band was brass band Pays de Loire of France. Well now, we're off across the Atlantic to Canada. Brass bands have been well established in Canada, especially under the aegis of the Salvation Army. The band that we're going to hear now, the Hannaford Street Band of Ontario, is interesting in that it's a sort of hobby band for professional musicians in other genres. Here they are now to play Gordon Langford's Fantasy on British Sea Songs.
Thank you.
the Hannaford Street Band of Ontario, Canada, and we'll be hearing from them a little later in the programme, but first another British band, Desford Colliery. As with all the British colliery bands, the colliery itself is no more, but the music lives on. Desford's first contribution to tonight's programme is an arrangement of a very short but very attractive piece by Handel. It's called Arioso. And then variety rules as ever with the return of brass band Pays de Loire and Gough Richards' De Melza.
Thank you.
Demelza, played by tonight's choice of European bands, brass band Pays de Loire of France. Interestingly, the album consists solely of works by Gough Richards. But now it's back to Canada and the Hannaford Street Band for something quite quintessentially English. Folk songs from Somerset, from Vaughan Williams's English Folk Song Suite. Well, that was the Hannaford Street Band of Ontario, Canada. And we're getting well on towards the end of tonight's show. Just three short tracks to go. First, our Scottish representative, Bonacord Silver of Aberdeen, who bring us a big band setting of the hymn tune Walk in the Light by Salvationist bandmaster Barry Gott. He called the swingy number Light Walk. And then we run up to our closer with another Gough Richards arrangement of a lovely ballad that goes back a good long way. It's the Jerome Kern classic, The Folks Who Live on the Hill. And the band is Desford again. Thank you. And that's just about it. Just a final flourish to see me on my way down Douglas Head. It's Johann Strauss. No, not the Waltz King. Something much more vigorous. It's by his dad, actually. Johann Strauss Sr. I'll have to watch the speed limits as I gallop off to Port St. Mary accompanied by this, and I'll have a cup of tea and a sandwich and bid you all good night.